from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Grab your knapsacks and hold on to your cookies. It's the Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero.
Goodbye, Eleanor Amplified. I truly enjoyed your radio program. Maybe you can find work as a space correspondent. From all of us here in Megablurg, have a nice flight.
Let me out of here! Eight, what is this? Seven, open this door!
Please six, fasten your safety five, harness, Miss Amplified.
Four, shut up, robot! Three, but yes, good idea.
Two, one.
Yes, it's the large device in front of you, labeled radio.
Oh, I see. A comedian! Mission Control, anyone! This is Eleanor Amplified. I'm on board the space shuttle.
Roger that, Eleanor Amplified. Did you know that this shuttle's current destination is outer space?
Yes, I'm aware of that. Megablurg CEO Angela Brandt shot me into space! Now, how do I stop this thing?
Well, I guess you could detach the space shuttle from the rocket and glide it back down to Earth?
Yeah! Yes, I'll do that!
I'm sorry, Miss Amplified. I can't allow you to do that.
Let go of me, robot! All right, you asked for this!
Oh no. My robot brain. I will see you soon, Steve Jobs. Pilot robot deactivating.
Mission Control, how do I detach the rocket boosters?
There should be a large green flashing button on your control panel.
Yes!
Now, whatever you do, don't push that button until you've reached low Earth orbit in about 3 more minutes.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we see that you are in free fall heading for the ocean. But don't panic. You should have a pilot robot on board that can take over and fly you to safety.
No, I kind of pulled out his robot brain.
10-4, Amplified. To your right, you should see a vast expanse of ocean.
Yeah? Yeah.
And to your left, you should see more ocean.
So what do I do?
Are you a strong swimmer?
Relatively.
Okay, the shuttle boosters should slow you down before impact, and when the emergency hatch blows, you can swim to safety.
So I'm gonna make it out of this?
Sure. I like your odds.
Great.
There. Wake up, my dear.
Angela Brandt, rocket ship, Megablurg, moon projector.
Whoa, slow down. You're not making any sense. Just breathe a moment.
Where am I?
You're aboard the Bonnie Lash, the finest cargo ship to sail the shimmering sea. My name is Captain Con Shonnery, and you are...
Eleanor Amplified.
Eleanor Amplified, the radio reporter, incredible. I love your show.
Thanks. Do you have a radio or a satellite phone? I've got to let people know I'm okay. And I think my cell phone was damaged in the crash.
Of course. Ack, Erg, make some tea for us, would you, lads?
Ack, Erg.
Come with me, Eleanor. You know, you're lucky to be alive. I was once in a space shuttle crash. Actually, I believe it was a hang glider. Or maybe I was watching someone hang glide and thought it looked dangerous. Whatever the case, I survived and I'm here to tell the tale. Here we are. This satellite phone can reach any number in the world. Dial 9 first.
Thanks, Captain Shaughnessy.
Arthur Richmond here. Who is this? What do you want? I'm very busy.
It's me, Mr. Richmond. Eleanor.
Eleanor, we thought you were dead. Did you get the story? I'm so glad you're okay. Did you get the story?
I'm fine. And I've got a story, all right. Angela Brandt and Megablurg tried to put a fake weather satellite into space. And when I found out about it, Brandt tried to shoot me into space, too.
That's great. What a scoop. CEO tries to blow up famous radio host.
Yeah, great.
Listen, Megablurg is claiming the crash was an accident. Angela Brandt is about to give a press conference. Turn on a TV.
I'm on a cargo ship. There's no television.
Oh, no, we've got a TV right here.
You do?
Yes. And let me be the first to welcome you to the 21st century. You see, ships can have things like satellite phones, Wi-Fi, cable, a helicopter.
All right, turn on the news.
But the frozen cheeseburgers were never recovered. We go now to Megablurg headquarters and our live coverage of CEO Angela Brandt's press conference concerning the recent shuttle crash.
And that is why, after a thorough investigation by Megablurg and Megablurg's attorneys, we have determined the space shuttle crash to be a complete accident, most likely the result of robot error.
Ms. Brandt, what about Eleanor Amplified? Can you confirm she was aboard the space shuttle?
We simply don't know. If Eleanor Amplified was on board, I'm certain she couldn't possibly have survived the crash. But I suppose that's what happens when you trespass on rocket ships.
Quiet, Eleanor. I can't hear.
Miss Brandt, Davis McSpade, Channel 9 News. Can you respond to rumors that you were personally responsible for ordering the early launch of the spacecraft? And that this supposed weather satellite was actually an elaborate hoax to sell advertising?
Mr. McSpade, I will say this one time only. I was nowhere near that launch site, as several eyewitnesses could testify to if necessary. And Megablurg is deeply saddened that our precious hurricane-stopping satellite was completely destroyed without a trace of evidence.
And can you tell me anything about the high-security compound deep in the jungle where Megablurg has been conducting top-secret experiments?
What? That's a lie. What compound? There's no compound. You'd better watch it, Mr. McSpade. That's libel. Slander, I tell you. But I think my associate, Mr. Laws Torso, can address your concerns personally after the press conference, which is right now. No more questions.
And there you have it. Megablurg CEO Angela Brandt claims no responsibility for the tragic space shuttle crash.
I can't believe she's denying everything. She won't get away with this.
Eleanor, hello. Where'd you go?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mr. Richmond.
Eleanor, listen. You've got to get back here and tell your story. Once you get on the air and share your proof that Angela Brandt tried to shoot you into space.
Well, I don't exactly.
You do have proof, don't you? You recorded Angela Brandt's whole evil monologue on your phone, right? Isn't that your thing?
No.
What? No proof?
I'm sorry. I was busy being shot into space, and my phone was destroyed after I crashed into the ocean.
Eleanor, Angela Brandt's lawyers have lawyers. I heard that she once crashed a Lamborghini into the White House, but they let her off because the legal battle would have been too expensive. Don't repeat that.
She can't get away with this just because she's rich. And what was that about a secret jungle compound?
One lawsuit at a time, Eleanor. Just get back here. You've got a radio show to host.
I'll try to get back soon. And Mr. Richmond, can I ask you a favor? Can you just tell my mom I'm all right?
You can tell yourself. She's right here.
Hi, Mom. Yes, I'm fine. No, it was a small crash. No, I didn't get your text. My phone was... No, that's not actually a text message. That's your alarm clock. Mom, I have to go. I'll see you soon. Thanks for the phone, Captain Shaughnessy.
Oh, no problem, Eleanor. Long-distance calls on a satellite phone are very inexpensive. Say, do you have any former roommates you'd like to call and chat with? Ah, Ak and Erg have returned with our tea. Thank you, lads.
Is that all they say?
It's all they say to me. I don't believe they speak English. Only the language of the sea.
This tea is terrible.
Yes, it is. They don't know how to cook either.
Captain Shaughnessy, can you take me back to Union City?
Oh, that's quite impossible. This ship is bound for the port of St. Corsica, and from there we sail to the cold waters of Flugelfafnir. The trip should take at least 6 months. But you know, I could use a good first mate. I'm pretty sure the rest of my crew hates me.
I'm sorry, Captain. I've got to get back to my radio station. Angela Brand is up to something, and I'm going to find out what. Not to mention she tried to shoot me into space, and that was not cool.
Think about it, Eleanor. The sun in your face, the wind through your hair. There are no deadlines or editors out there. Just the commands of the sea and the whims of Poseidon. I'll spit...
What was that?
It sounded like we hit something.
Like an iceberg?
Or more likely, something hit us. I can think of only one thing, Eleanor. Pirates.
Pirates? Are you serious? My timbers are shivering. Find out what happens next time on The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified is a production of WHYY in Philadelphia and made possible by a generous gift from the Sutherland Family Foundation. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast and help Eleanor improve her solvency.